Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. A concerted effort by local school districts and the United Way boosted attendance during the past year, but not by much. The number of children who miss 9 or more days of school dropped by 0.2% to 39.2%. Missing 9 days is just one day per month, but United Way Chief Operating Officer Kerry Webb says research shows missing this much school results in lower grades and lower test scores.
We're extremely happy that we saw a decrease in the number of absences, but we know that this won't be something that changes overnight, and it's something that we're committed to for the next several years until we start to see that shift that we want.
The program, including 7 school districts in the Quad Cities area, is called Challenge 5, meaning the goal is to reduce absences to fewer than 5 per year. Webb says a kickoff for the new school year will be held next month. Suggestions for parents to participate include setting a regular bedtime, keeping kids home only when they're truly sick, and having alternative ways to get children to school. Well, Illinois teachers are finding themselves on the receiving end of tantalizing offers from so-called union alternatives. Education reporter Dusty Rhodes has more.
10 days ago, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that public sector employees who choose not to join unions no longer have to pay reduced fees to cover collective bargaining. And already, a campaign to persuade teachers to drop union membership has hit Illinois. For example, My Pay, My Say, funded by a national conservative think tank, touts the Association of American Educators, which provides liability insurance and promises no political activity. Speaking on behalf of the Illinois Education Association, Bridget Shanahan says union members aren't buying it.
How could you honestly think a legal team that was out to destroy workers' rights is actually going to stand up for you in the face of adversity in your workplace?
She sees such anti-union efforts as a push to do away with public education. Conservatives praise the Supreme Court ruling as a victory for free speech, and Governor Bruce Rauner has said it's a win for the workers. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Dubuque will begin sharing its traffic camera video with a California technology company in hopes of developing methods to decrease danger and improve traffic flow in the city. The Telegraph Herald reports that the Dubuque City Council members have approved a license agreement with NVIDIA Corporation. The city will provide its traffic camera and video footage to the technology firm. City documents show the arrangement will last for at least 3 years. Dubuque City Engineer Dave Ness says NVIDIA will work to translate the footage into analytics, which could give the city insight into things such as dangerous roadways and how to improve traffic flow. Quad City Arts has installed a new sculpture in Rock Island's Longview Park. Chorus by Jan Dean is the latest installment in Quad City Arts' rotating sculpture program. Quad City Arts finds artists for the rotating sculpture program. It coordinates the installation and moving of the sculptures, and the program's goal is to bring art to the people all over the Quad Cities. Rock Island Mayor Mike Tome says the program improves his city.
Oh, I think it's outstanding. It improves not only this park, but all parts of the city of Rock Island. They're out at the library, they're at Centennial Bridge, they're downtown Rock Island, they're up here at Five Points. And so it's a number of different spots that it improves the community as an overall. It helps the culture and exposing people to different things.
Chorus and the 5 other sculptures featured in this year's rotating sculpture program officially go on display on Wednesday. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.